I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A drug based on a form of cholesterol might be able to reduce the damage done by heart attacks. Working with experimental mice, scientists in Australia have found that so-called good cholesterol, also known as HDL, if injected into the bloodstream shortly after a heart attack, can prevent heart cells from dying. The experiment suggests that the HDL temporarily alters the way heart cells burn glucose, giving them more energy and improving their survival. Sarah Haywood carried out the work at the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute in Melbourne, Australia.
The angle that we're looking at is actually using good cholesterol as a drug. So an infusion that you would give to someone, and then that would have pharmacological benefit to the heart. Our lab previously found a few years ago that when you give HDL cholesterol in a single dose to patients that have type 2 diabetes, it could increase the glucose metabolism in their skeletal muscle, and it also improved glucose levels in the blood. This is relevant to the heart because if you can improve the amount of glucose that's been taken up by the heart during a heart attack, then you can reduce the amount of damage that occurs to the heart muscle cells and prevent cardiac dysfunction.
And is the benefit of glucose because when the heart's having a heart attack, you've cut the blood supply off, therefore the muscles haven't got any oxygen and they're having to scavenge whatever energy they can, and glucose is one fuel they can burn, albeit for a limited time, without any oxygen, so they can get some energy, and that should keep the cells alive and in a slightly better state than if they had nothing.
That's exactly right. So having access to glucose during this low oxygen period is a critical source of the energy unit ATP in the heart cell. And if you can restore that production and maintain it, then you're able to keep the heart cells viable and reduce the damage that occurs to the heart muscle.
So how did you do it?
So in order to study a heart attack in an animal, you can surgically cause a heart attack by blocking blood supply to the heart for a fixed period of time. And then once the blood supply is restored to the heart, we then gave the mice a single injection of HDL. And we also used a glucose tracer so we could put the mice into a PET CT imager and see whether or not it was able to improve the glucose metabolism in the heart after this period. And we found that there was more heart tissue that had taken up this glucose tracer, which indicated greater viable heart muscle.
Do you think that made a difference to the ultimate function of the heart, though? Because talking to people who, for instance, from the British Heart Foundation, they say that what we've done is revolutionise survival after heart attacks. Now, more people survive a heart attack than ever before, but what they do is survive with a damaged heart. Mm-hmm. So are you able to change things meaningfully? Does doing what you're doing lead ultimately to a better heart than if there was no extra cholesterol, the good cholesterol there?
We like to think so, but we found that after 2 weeks, we looked at the heart function of these mice that received the HDL and found that they had improved heart function, their heart muscle had remodeled in a more favourable way, and the size of the heart attack was actually reduced as well.
Do you know how this is working? Because it seems bizarre, doesn't it, that you give this form of cholesterol and it does something to the way that the heart burns sugar. How do you account for this?
Well, we actually did some cell studies to look into what's going on in a little bit more detail and found that the HDL is able to bind to the surface of the heart cell and trigger a signalling event that increases how glucose is broken down in the heart cell.
Do you think there's a threshold window during which you need to intervene with a strategy like this to make a difference? In other words, if a person has a heart attack, how long have you got to go in with this sort of approach in order to benefit them?
There is a limited window with targeting the glucose metabolism in the heart cells. You basically have to be able to improve the energy production before the cell becomes necrotic and dies, basically. And this is within hours of the heart attack. So I guess one of the major findings from our study is showing that the agent needs to be given quite soon after the event occurs in order to have efficacy later on.
Sarah Haywood, and that research was published in the journal Science Translational Medicine.